There we go.
Okay, intro time. I'm really tired. Okay, intro time. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another podcast of wonderfulness in 2011. Hopefully, all of the small appliances haven't revolted over you too much. That will only make sense to you.
My computer's been acting up, though.
Well, that would only make sense to the people who listen to the Year in Preview podcast.
Ah, but, yes. Which I did.
Yeah.
It was funny. Ish.
Did you just slobber a bit?
Pardon me, I was enjoying some.
it did sound a bit like you were slobbering.
I was sipping tea.
Oh, okay.
I'll just move this over here.
I'm going to remember that one. Did you just slobber? No, I was sipping tea. Your Honor. Anyways. Oh. Yes, for those of you who don't recognize Sarah's voice, Sarah is back. Sarah Hartwell, my close personal snail-loving friend from Vancouver, is on the line from Vancouver.
Woo!
Yes, huzzah indeed. How's it going, Sarah? How's stuff?
It's good. It's really good. Yeah. We're moving. We're sort of moving.
Yeah.
We're moving across the street.
Excellent.
Which is, you know, really, really big. But, so we were moving stuff back and forth between the house.
Yeah.
Stuff being rocks and potted plants. Not actual furniture yet.
Right.
But,
well, I mean...
we're getting there, you know. Working up from basic ecology to more advanced stuff, yes.
And basic ecology is important. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, where would we be without rocks or potted plants? Exactly. So, no matter how you look at it, it's pretty important to get those things moved.
Absolutely. Well, it's funny because we have a whole bunch of strawberry plants, and my dad's like, oh, we want to keep these. So, in last October or something, he made me put them all in pots. And so they've been sitting out there all winter. And so then finally we're moving them across the street. And then across the street, at the other house, was this big pile of rocks that my dad's like, oh, I don't want those. So we're, I had to move the potted plants across the house we're moving into and then take the rocks from the house that we're moving into over to our place where we promptly dumped them in the backyard for the people moving
in. So, wow, that's...
Are we just good neighborly people?
Yeah, that's...
We put them nicely. We put them against the fence so they're not, like, in the way, but there's, like, this... Yeah, jumble of rocks along one side of our fence.
That's amazing. I really hope your future across the street neighbors never hear this. Because they're going to get there and be like, oh, all these rocks are here. Man, I don't remember seeing this when we viewed the house. But anyways.
I don't think they ever saw the backyard because everyone who came over, they came over when it was dark.
Excellent.
And not light. So.
Excellent. Yes, note to anyone who's looking to buy a house, always go during the daytime.
So you can look at the backyard and see how many rocks are there.
Yeah, so you can see how many rocks are the person. Anyways, forget it. The big reason, of course, to have Sarah back on the podcast is twofold. One, and everyone? What?
Yeah,
this is not going well. Everyone who has visited the website recently in the past few days will have noticed the comic that is now being hosted on gawcrypt.com, the Herbert comic, which I'm very excited about.
Really?
Absolutely.
Never saw it before.
Really? That's amazing since you drew it.
Really? Okay, yeah, that's right. I did. Yep, I will take the credit for that.
Yes.
Sorry to have inflicted that on everyone, but I'm proud of it.
Sarah is writing and illustrating a webcomic, a weekly webcomic. It's going to be hosted on gawcrypt.com, which I'm quite happy about. And yes, that's pretty much the end of that story. I was really hoping to stretch that out a bit more, but...
I mean, it's just started, so... Yeah, there's only one strip on there, and it's kind of random, and there's no actual starting storyline, so it's just like, okay, that was unique. And then you just move on. But, I won't promise anything. but there will be, I will promise you this much, that there will be for at least the next week or so, let's just say that. Yeah, that there will be some posted there, and that the quality hopefully will improve.
Yes.
Both writing and drawing wise.
Well, I can definitely say that the image quality will improve, certainly.
Yes. As I figure out technology and keep it from biting my hands off. Yes.
Oh, I just mean because we did the thing when we redid a bunch of the later comics.
Right.
So the image quality will vastly improve.
Over time.
Maybe not vastly. But I mean, it will improve.
No, vastly is too grand a word.
It will. What's a less grand word?
Sort of.
It will sort of. Image quality will sort of improve.
Oh, yes, that's a real seller there.
So everyone tune. Everyone keep stay in the loop on that one, because you're not going to want to miss a single Sunday. Yeah, a single Sunday, basically.
Never visit the site on Sunday.
Well, I mean, it's...
Anyway.
The site's not going anywhere, so... Oh, I mean, the... Hold on, my furnace just turned on. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Is this going to be included in the podcast? Because it'd be kind of funny.
Okay, yeah, I have this thing, because the microphones I'm using are really sensitive, so whenever the furnace kicks in, you can hear the hum in the background. And it was funny, because the last time I turned the furnace off to record a podcast, I forgot to turn it back on.
So, so you're next, all freezing so, cold.
Yeah, the next morning I'm lying in bed going, man, why is it so cold in here?
Then you notice a layer of frost on your
window.
Bed,
must be open too far or whatever.
Yeah.
And I get down to the main floor, I'm like, man, why is it so cold in here? It's like 15 degrees. And I was like, oh, yeah. But I digress. The point is, everybody stay tuned to the site, because the Herbert cartoon is going to be fantastic. I'm absolutely sure. I have complete, you know, and good confidence in Sarah's comic ability. Maybe
you've
not
set
so
your
much,
hopes much too high, sir.
Maybe not so much my ability to speak as such, but
yeah, no.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, I could send you several suggestions, but
fair enough. Well, you know, trying to keep everything family friendly. Point is, the other reason, another thing I'm quite excited about, is I am working with Sarah on recording a song, which I'm hoping we'll have done sometime
this year.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Hopefully, before the end of 2011, we'll have there'll be at least one new song. Thank you. There'll be at least one new song on the site, so make sure you stay tuned to the site. And if all else fails, there'll be a comic.
And maybe like a happy dancing kitty that with really cute eyes. Just saying. Maybe.
Do you have plans for that? Because I sure don't.
Well, something could be arranged.
Oh, I see. Yeah, fair enough.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It'd be easier to create one of those than to figure out recording.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, just because you live way over there and I'm way over here. And
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But
anyway, yes.
Yes, but through the magic of technology. Well, I mean, I did the song You All Along, which won gotgrip.com Song of 2010. with one of the featured artists in there was Kimmy Arnesto, and she lives in Vancouver, and we got away with that. So,
okay. But she was probably technologically intelligent, whereas I am pretty much not. Or are you saying that there's hope?
Oh, there's always hope. You know, there's always, hope springs eternal. As the saying goes. Sort of.
Really? Because I thought hope had only about 3,000 people in it, give or take.
Well, it depends if we're talking about the place or if we're talking about the...
concept.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the idea. Then it's kind of
okay,
different.
I guess I was trying to make a joke, and you just explained it all away. So.
I did, though, didn't I? Yeah, I did do that a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing like ruining humor with realism, I guess.
Which makes it funny, anyway, sort of.
Here's hoping. And the people listening to this are going, Okay, this is the worst podcast ever. What am I listening to this one? Anyways, so how's life? Do you have any new exciting stories for us from taking care of 90-year-old ladies with perhaps a slight dementia?
Well, I do have a story, but I'm not sure if okay, let's put it this way. The more visual people listening to this will want to not listen to this.
Okay, if you're a visual person, stop listening now.
That doesn't make any sense. But anyway. Yeah, so Agnes was really, really, really constipated this morning.
Uh-oh.
She was actually constipated last night. And first thing I hear when I walk in the door from her son, John, is, Sarah, there might be a bit of a mess when you go in there. Okay. Just what I want to hear in the morning. And yeah, so he explained that, yeah, she was constipated and she might have pooped in her sleep. I don't know. So, but she didn't.
Well, that's
she
good.
Was that constipated. So on the plus side, there was no mess in the bed.
Right.
On the downside, I had to deal with the mess as soon as I got her into the bathroom.
Right, right.
It's, yeah. Pardon me for being so gross, I guess, but yeah, I kind of had to dig it out of her with gloves, like wearing gloves, and it was, yeah. Yeah, like the chunk that came out of her, I guess, was about the size around, as big around as like your average soda pop can. That's really big coming out of someone's butt. Anyone's butt.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, visual people, you can listen in now.
Yeah. That you can.
I'm sorry.
That you can.
But you asked for it.
That's quite the story. Wow, I'm certainly glad I asked about how things are going with that. Definitely glad I did that.
Yeah. Worth it. Worth every second of it.
Anyways, can't remember what I was going to say next. I'll just have to assume it was really funny. Good times.
Yes.
Anyways, I will say one thing. If anybody asks, there is no rule. Hockey Canada does not have any rules around what you can take to a hockey game to cheer your team on with.
Really?
I just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah. Because I've been taking the air horn to Brennan's hockey games, and I actually had somebody come up to me after one of the games and say, oh, you heard that air horns have been banned, right? And I was kind of like, I hadn't heard that, actually. What's the deal with that? And he said, oh, yeah, there's this game somewhere where people were making a lot of noise, and so Hockey Canada banned air horns and things like that. And I thought, that's interesting. So I went and checked out the Hockey Canada website and a bunch of other websites and looked everywhere and couldn't find a thing. So did find some stuff governing cheering, but didn't find anything about air horns and things.
Well, yeah, you think that, like, why would they ban that? The purpose for going there, being in the audience, is to make as much noise as possible.
Yes, yes. And to that end, I have actually purchased a cowbell as well. So,
nice.
If anybody is in the Prince George area and you'd like to accompany me to one of Brandon's hockey games, they're usually in the evening, I guess. Anyways, yeah, get in touch. I'd love to have you come out, and we will cheer on Brennan's team.
With the cowbell.
With the cowbell. Well, see, that's the whole reason I got the cowbell, though, is because, I mean, the air horn is good for when they score a goal, but there's so many other good things that these kids do that don't really want to use air horn for, because that just doesn't make sense. But you want to have something to encourage them, and because I'm too lazy to actually say things like, hey, good job, I figure I'll just get the cowbell.
Right, it's so much less effort to hold up a cowbell and ring it than to say, woo!
Absolutely, yeah, totally.
And also on the plus side, the cowbell will never get hoarse.
This is true. It will never get cow either. uh, I'm tired. Anyways, that's the news from the world of gotcrypt.com. That was another Reddit right there. Yeah, Sarah, why don't you take us out of here?
Do I have to?
Don't have to.
Okay, I will anyway.
Okay.
This has been a gotcrypt.com podcast. Woo!
Yes, woo! Sorry, wasn't paying attention. Okay, bye everybody.
Bye.